Hello and welcome to the second hour of A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? It's a beautiful day, another day that the Lord has made. We shall all rejoice and be glad in it because He has made us glad, right? Absolutely. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living another day. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, which you can download on any electronic device. It's on your TV. If it's a smart TV, it's on your TV. You can listen to us in any room of your house on the TV. Don't even need a radio anymore, right? Absolutely not. Okay. Live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944 for questions or comments. Okay, let us move along. Oh, I just want to say this. If it is your first time, I pray it's not your last time. I also pray that you share with others about this program, A Voice of a People. If you are a devoted or dedicated supporter of this show, thank you for your love and thank you for your support. Along with all of you supporters and first timers, it's Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce, every third Saturday of every month, and the next will take place October the 18th at the above mentioned address, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars and please share this information with others. We also have Cheryl Lee. She used to be on the show a lot. She's been having some health challenges, asking you to lift her up in prayer. Anyone else you need, you know, needs prayer, struggling with health issues, let's lift them up. Some may be going through grief or have lost a loved one or just going through trying times. Prayer answers. Prayer answers, not only answers, but it changes things from the worse to the better. So we're going to lift up these people in prayer. Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking you to touch the hearts and minds of your people. Not only that you would send forth healing virtue for those who need healing in their joints, in their marrow, in their blood system, Lord God. Change it and make it all new. You are a healer, and we know you as a healer, and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So thank you for joining with me in prayer. And you know, that came to my mind. I'm asking you to pray. Now, we could all just pray together if I could just start a prayer, right? So when you think about other people, just lift them up in prayer. When when it crosses your mind, you don't even have to wait anymore. So at that time, I don't even know what I was thinking. But thank God that He touched my mind. Well, pray then. Okay, that's exactly what we did. I do have a couple announcements for you, starting with this takes place today at 7 p.m. at Tri Rivers Auditorium. And Tri Rivers is located at 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. And what's going on? There will be an author there. He will have books and he will be there to sign them. His name is Randy Winland. The name of the book is called The Dr. Sawyer's Sanatoriums. And these events I'm sharing with you now are all sponsored by Marion County Historical Society. So the public is welcome. It says, please join us. Okay. Again, that's this evening, September 25th. And guess what? Today is my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Jerry Ross. We love you. Enjoy your day. Let me get back to the announcements. Thursday, September 25th, that's this evening at 7 p.m. at the auditorium of Tri Rivers Career Center. Okay, next announcement. Ohio Historical Marker will be placed tomorrow, Sawyer Sanatorium at White Oaks Farm, Friday, September 26th, 5 p.m. at Sawyer Lovey Park. And that's 1313 White Oaks Road, Marion, Ohio. Dr. Sawyer's Sanatorium Volume 1 and 2 history books will be also available at this event, okay, for purchase. All proceeds from the book benefit the Marion County Historical Society. So, two events, one today and one today at 7 p.m. at Tri-Rivers, and one tomorrow at Sawyer Lower Park. I don't even know where the Sawyer Sanatorium is. I know where Sawyer Park is, but I'm thinking, what's over there? Maybe you know a little bit more about it than I do. But that's going to take place tomorrow at 5 p.m. Okay, the historical marker will be placed there. I might be able to go to one of them. I don't know, but we'll see. Okay, also, the Historical Society will be having this grand dinner. Meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America. They will all be in their garb, their dress of the day that they served in time, day and time that they served. This will take place Saturday, November the 1st, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. All occasions, catering and banquet facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. This is their 15th annual Dinner with the Presidents. The dinner will come from things that were on the president's menus. Okay, so these are presidents of late, of old. We can say it like that. Okay, pricing, $42 for VIP seating, $38 for general seating, $20 for general seating, children, ages 5 to 12. Now, it's got to be an interesting night. Okay, speaking presidents, Adams, Taft, Wilson, Roosevelt. Non-speaking presidents that will be there: Jefferson, Madison, Jackson, Van Buren, Taylor, Ulysses S. Grant. I like that name, Ulysses S. Grant, Arthur, Harrison, Roosevelt, Warren G. Harding, Herbert Hoover, Harry S. Truman. They will be represented there as well, but they won't be speaking. Masters of Ceremony, Colonel Edmund W. Starling. He was a White House Secret Service agent, and he served from 1914 to 1943. He served Woodrow Wilson, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, and Franklin D. Roosevelt. Special guest speaker is Mrs. Mary Ellen Withrow. She is our 40th Treasurer of the United States. She served from March the 1st, 1994 to January the 20th, 2001. And guess what? Mary Ellen will be celebrating, Lord bless and say the same, her 95th birthday, October the 2nd. So wish Mary Ellen Withrow a happy birthday. Yes. You know, she's 95. She's still driving herself around. She's at more events than I'm present at. She just gets around. I think it is such a blessing. And she is so cute. I tell you, she is just so cute. And we are blessed to have her with us still. Seating is limited. Please order your tickets early. Reservations for this November dinner must be made by when? October the 17th, which is approaching fast. Tickets are available at a Heritage Hall, which is also known as the Marion County Historical Society. Where are they located? 169 East Church Street in Marion. Or just call 740-387-4255. Okay, those are the... I don't know if I shared with you that Logos Christian Ministries was having dinners this Saturday. They're having dinners. And let me give you that information, maybe a phone number if you're interested or want to call. I thought it was very, very interesting. Okay. Their family is holding another Gifts from Granny Barbecue. They're honoring their mother by giving back to families in our community. They will be having barbecue ribs. A half slab of rib dinner is $28. Two chicken quarter dinners $18. Full slab of ribs, only $36. All these are donations, okay? The sides are like macaroni and cheese, baked beans, green beans, potato salad, corn casserole, coleslaw, or, now these are optional. I think you get two sides. Okay, pre-order, contact, two numbers, 614-203-8650 or 740-251-7904. And these dinners can be picked up Saturday at 164 Fairground Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Okay. Yes. Okay, so that is that for that. And we know that we are in the month of October. And we know what we like best about October, and that is those beautiful changing of color of our leaves. And I had heard that because of the drought, that it may be, we might not have such a colorful fall. I hope that's not true. We did get some rain. I hope that's not the last rain. But from what I understand, the next 8 to 10 days may not produce any more rain. But I'm still hoping for the best, that we will have a colorful fall, which is something that we all look for. The beautiful trees along the highway and in the yards and falling on the ground, you know. Looking forward to that. And I thank God for the rain that He has sent us so far, because it was just so terribly dry and unusual, I think. I don't know about you, but I thought it was very unusual that it was so, so dry. And it looked like all outside was dying. So we're going to talk a little bit. I started the show with why do leaves change colors. But I'm going to end this part of the show. What weather conditions bring the best fall foliage? While daylight is the main factor that brings on foliage, several other factors contribute to how bright fall colors are: temperature, precipitation, and soil moisture. In general, cooler nights with decreasing temperatures throughout the day lead to more vivid colors. A wet growing season followed by an autumn with lots of sunny days, dry weather, and cold, frostless nights will produce the most vibrant palette of fall colors. This vividness is especially true of red leaves, such as those on sugar maples and red maple trees. They are so pretty, aren't they? Even when spring comes in, some of those trees had the most beautiful blossoms and blooms on them. Drought conditions during late summer, which I talked about, I didn't know it was in the book, but sorry. Drought conditions during late summer and early fall can also trigger an early shutdown of trees as they prepare for winter, causing leaves to release early. Causing leaves to release early from trees without reaching their full color potential. And I think that's where we are right now. Of course, if freezing temperatures and a hard frost hit, it can kill the process within the leaves, leading to poor fall color and early leaf drop. Which trees produce which colors and which trees change color first? That's interesting. Okay. Aspen trees, golden leaves. Beech trees, golden leaves. Birch trees, bright yellow. Canada red choke cherry trees, red to reddish purple. Poplar trees, golden yellow. Sugar maple trees, orange red. Black maple tree, glowing yellow. Red maple trees, bright scarlet. Silver maple, muted green. Sassafras. You know, I've heard sassafras tea. Have you ever had that? I don't know if I have, but there's a sassafras tree. orange, yellow. Tupelo, wow. Tree, yellow, orange, and then red. Dogwood trees, purple, red. Oak trees, brown or russet. Hickory trees, golden, bronze. Maple leaf. Viburnum tree, pinkish purple. They didn't talk about elm trees. Elm trees, do their leaves change colors, or do their leaves remain green? I may ask Google that question. Which trees change first depends on where you live. Tulip poplar trees start changing colors as early as August. Next are the maple trees, which give us early oranges and yellows. And of course, some regions have the brilliant red maples. Oak, hickory, and beech trees are the last to change color. Everything else is in between. Where can you find the best fall foliage? Does your area experience fall foliage? Some level of autumn foliage changes in most regions of North America, but it is New England, the upper Midwest, the Rocky Mountains, and parts of the Appalachians that hold the jackpot for leaf peepers. The first climate and light conditions and an abundance of tree varieties that hoard colorful pigments come together in these places. While tradition has it that Columbus Day weekend is when the color peaks in New England, the mythical maximum occurs in northern Maine in mid to late September and travels south, reaching the Connecticut shore by late October. So, we're just praying for a beautiful fall. A beautiful fall with the beautiful leaves of color and change. Okay, now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. Last hour, we talked about peace. So, let's see what this hour is going to hold. Thought for today. All right, let's go with mindful moments. Okay, we're going to go with mindful moments. Good topic. Many of us, while sound in mind, excuse me, struggle to find harmony and peace. Wow. Another one about peace, anyway. We are capable of thinking and creativity, yet controlling our thoughts and co-creating in harmony often eludes us. Mental training could help us harness the mind's immense power readily available to us. Mindfulness offers a starting point. It's about being fully present in our actions, which is often not the case as our minds drift to the past or to the future or focus on others instead of our own actions. Try this. When you next eat, focus solely on your meal. If your mind wanders, gently guide it back to the sensations of eating. Apply this practice to other activities, to cleaning and to writing. Harness your mind, you know, let it just not wander. I know my mind wanders. Sometimes it wanders so much. I miss appointments and things because I get distracted. Right? So I'm going to have to harness my own mind and bring it under control in a way that I can make all these things I have obligated myself to do. Okay, we're going to try this. Next time you eat, focus solely on your meal. If your mind wanders, gently guide it back to the sensations of eating. Apply this practice to other activities like cleaning, writing, working. What is the result of that? Enhanced focus, natural actions, peace, and relaxation, no matter the task at hand. Oh, okay. No matter the task at hand. Okay, so let's see what we can dig out of here. Mindful moments. How to harness your mind. Okay. Let's see what the word says. The Word of God. I find it so. Okay, we have a lot here. Oh, wow, and there's some powerful ones here, too. Okay, we will take as many as time will allow us to take, okay? Thoughts and the mind. Number one, it gives us, if you have a paper and pencil, you can write some of these down. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect, as far as God is concerned. Okay, so this is about our minds, okay, and how to bring them under subjection so that we can have all that peace and harmony that the thought for today talked about. Number one, the first scripture they give us is be not conformed to the world or the things of the world. Because, you know, when Jesus was on the earth, he prayed to his Father that he would not take us out of the world, but he would take us from the things of the world. And there's so many things of the world that we can get so involved in that it takes away our essence of who we are. Our mind is a mess. And not only that, we don't have our peace, because we're wrapped up in the things of the world. So, what does the world have to offer us? It is the pride of life, pride of the eyes. Let me see. I may have to look it up. I know it's the pride of life. And it's three things that the world offers us, and maybe I'll find that later, but we're going to focus on Romans 12 and 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. How? By reading the Word of God daily. And I had gotten so far away from that daily devotion, that daily reading of the Lord, you know. But I'm asking the Lord to take me back to that, and I'm making progress. I'm making progress. Yes. So, it just has to be intentional when you realize that, wow, I've come a long way from the Lord, things of the Lord. You know, we need to have His Word to lead and guide us. We need His Word to keep us strong through these last days. So if you have drifted away like I had drifted away, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that He leads you back to your devotion and to your place in His life and in His words. You know, yeah, so He can help us to have our minds settled and at peace, okay? All right. Philippians 4:8, and it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. These things help us to harness our mind and keep our minds focused on the right things. Think on these things. What is true? You know, nowadays we have to search diligently to find out the truth. But we know that Jesus has told us that He is the way, the truth, and the life. So we know that His Word is true. So if there's no more truth that we can find or that we can depend on and say, oh, this is the truth about this situation or that situation, we know the Word of God is truth, because He Himself is truth. So we can't put any confidence in anything else. We can put our confidence right there. Okay. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace, which was last I can believe that both of these lead to peace, and that's good because we need it. We need it. Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. If our trust has slipped away from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we need to be praying, Lord, bring me back. I don't want to lose my place in you. I don't want to lose my hope and my trust in you. I don't want to trust in things and people, situations and circumstances, or even myself. You can't even trust yourself. Why? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we can't even be our own idols. We should not be. Nor any other man that walks this earth should be your idol. Or should have the object of your affection. No. No other man. No other woman. Now you can love them. But you don't love anything or anyone more than Christ. Because he is your hope. He is your life. He is your foundation. He is your life giver and sustainer of your life. Okay? So, trust in Christ. Trust in his word. Trust in his will and his way. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Now we run into strongholds when we drift away from the Lord. And that's the enemy's target. That's his way that he deals with us, by trying to get us caught up in the strongholds or habits that we can't seem to break. And it doesn't matter what those habits are. It's habits. Things that you already know is wrong. No one has to tell you what's wrong. You already know it's wrong. You can try to make excuses for some of the things that we end up getting ourselves involved in. But we know they're wrong. You know, and sometimes we try to make it right by rationalizing and reasoning and things like that. But wrong is wrong. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no little I or no big I or little you. All. Okay. And strongholds. Sometimes habits are hard to break. But we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. And we take every thought captive. And we command those thoughts to obey Christ. Being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. We have that much power in Christ Jesus that we can command our thoughts and our actions and those strongholds of our life to take them captive and command them to obey the word of God. Okay, because his word is freedom. His word is peace. His word is let me help you and so that you can help someone when they get caught up in these strongholds and they can't get out, or they can't find a way out, or maybe they don't have the strength to even want to get out. But that's what prayer is for. We can use those things also to do that. Now, our next scripture is Philippians 4:4-9. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. You know, sometimes we get so anxious and we jump too fast, or we do certain things too fast, or we just go by a whim and just start walking towards something that crossed our minds, and we don't have the full assurance to go ahead and do these things. That's why it's always a good thing to ask the Lord, is this the right way to go? Is this okay, Lord? What do you say, Lord? Is this your will for me today? And it takes, we need to take time to think about things before we do them. Okay, The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, That's anxiety. Know that you have the Lord. He is your comforter. He will help you through anything. Know that you have Him, and know that what He is willing to do for you, in you, through you, by you. Yes. Okay? Know that. Okay. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, be thankful unto God and bless His name, for the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures through all generations. See, man cannot erase God's truth. No matter how much he lie, no matter how much he tries to manipulate God's word, manipulation of God's word, only God is true. Only God is true. Okay. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Anything you need, let God know. Anything you want, let God know. Ask Him. That's what He's there for. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts. Isn't that nice to know? The peace of God. We don't understand God's peace. Or how can we have peace in a world of chaos? But it's possible. And it guards our hearts and it guards our minds in Christ Jesus. Then it says, finally, brothers, again, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. How to harness your mind and your thoughts to bring them under control, right? Instead of wandering off, thinking about different things and all that. How to, I guess, harness your mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. Self-control is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Self-control. So you can have self-control if you depend, lean, rely upon the Lord Jesus Christ to direct you, to lead you, to guide you, to show you His way, His will. You can have self-control. We talked about those strongholds that fall upon our lives, them bad habits that sometimes that take us over, and we feel like we're wrapped up in seaweed and we can't get out. But Christ is the way out. You don't have to be tied up in seaweed. You don't have to be a slave to the flesh. That's what strongholds are about, the flesh, and you do not have to be a slave to the flesh. Okay, Proverbs 4 and 23. We're talking about the mind. Okay, now the heart has a part to play with the mind. Because what enters the mind, if it stays there long enough, enters the heart. And once it enters the heart, it comes out in acts. People know what's in your heart, what's in your mind, because it's entered your heart. And now you're acting on those things, right? So this says, keep your heart with all diligence. For from it flows the springs of life. Whatever you have put in your heart, it's going to come out and show who you are. Whether you're loving, kind, or if you're just mean and hateful, it's going to come out. Okay, we're going to go to James 1 and 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. See, we don't want to be double-minded. Because it says, if you're double-minded, you don't know which way to turn. You don't know which way to go. Maybe you're in between a rock and a hard place. Maybe you don't even know who God is or who you should worship. Maybe you've put your trust in a man and maybe you've put your trust in yourself. Maybe you've put yourself into witchcraft or idols or whatever it may be. That means you're double-minded because your mind should be in Christ. And it says if it's double-minded and you don't know what to do or who to serve, then you are unstable in all your ways. And we don't want to be unstable. We want to stand on that firm foundation. Christ, that solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We want to stand. I saw a young man I hadn't seen in maybe 3 or 4 years. I said, how you doing? What do you tell me? He says, I forget how he put it. Maybe it'll come to me later. I just wanted to share that because we are supposed to stand, not lean, not if, but stand. But you got to have something to stand on. In Christ, that solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He is the only solid, firm foundation. That's why it says, Christ, that solid rock. 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 Uncrushable. Wow. Okay. Maybe that'll come to me later. I hope it does. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Another one. We destroy arguments. No need in arguing because no one's going to win anyway. So you can take your arguments and your lofty opinions, especially if it's raised against the knowledge of God. Okay? And people are like manipulating God's word, twisting God's word, and they have created a God that I don't recognize. It's not my God. My God is Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible. These other gods that seems to be recreated or being created now, I don't know them, nor will I follow them. That's why it's important to be in your word. That's why it is so important to read the word of God and let him lead you through these last days. You can't depend on what's out here and all these people talking about. You can't depend on that, especially if you want salvation, especially if you want to be led through tribulation. God said he's going to keep us from his wrath. And his word is true. You will not be caught up in the wrath of God. But you got to understand, the tribulation is the wrath of Satan, where he's coming after God's people. He'll be killing God's people and making them bow to him, or you'll be beheaded. That's the great tribulation. That's Satan's wrath. So those two different wraths. But Satan's wrath will be on this earth, and it will be against God's people. That's why, people, you need God. You need his word. And that's the only way we can stand, because we're going to stand on his word, which is the word of truth. Because Christ is truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, this is, I think, our last verse. Ephesians 4:22-24. No, it might not be the last one, but next to the last one. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life before you receive Christ Jesus, do not return back to that former life. Sometimes we get caught up and we do end up going back to that former life. But it says, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and in holiness. God has called us not only to righteousness, but to holiness. Holiness is a whole different ball game. That is Christ-like nature. Romans 12:1-2. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Okay? Present your bodies, your mind, your will, and your emotions as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Because if you have committed yourself to surrendering yourself to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will give Him all of you. He wants all of you, not some of you. Not a little piece here and a little piece there. Maybe half of you. I give Him about a quarter of my time. I give Him a quarter of me. Maybe half of me. But not all of me. I need me. For what? What do you need you for? What do you have the power in your hands and your will and emotions to do that God cannot do 100 times better than you? Sometimes we just worship ourselves and we depend on ourselves for things that, hey, you have no right to depend on you. Why? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's only one perfect man that walked this earth, and His name was Jesus Christ. Okay? That's why we want to stand. Yes. So, let me see. Do I want to add this in here? But let me see here. We're going to end with this. John 14. It says 1 through 31, but we won't be reading all that on the air. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Jesus says, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself. Why is that important? You got to be ready to go. You can't be getting ready. You got to be ready. That means you have to start now. If you haven't already started, you can start right now at this very moment, making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior from sin and shame. Right now, He is the only one you can trust. He's the only one that's unbendable. His word stands from generations to generations. He says heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will stand forever. That is the only truth that we have. That is our only way through the trials and chaos that is in the world today, that we can have peace of mind, that we can have assurance that He is there for us and that He will never lead us. He will lead us through these hard times, the worst times we will probably ever experience in our lives. He is there to be there with us. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas, one of his disciples, said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. So, if you don't go through Christ Jesus, you're not going anywhere. You're not getting anywhere. You're not going to heaven. You're not going to see God in peace. You're going to see Him, but you won't see Him in peace. So, do it right now. Go the right way. And I'm going to give you this before I close. Okay. Wow. Okay, let me get this up here. Oh. Okay, I'm not gonna be quiet much longer. Time is moving in. Oh, I got 3 minutes. Okay. Okay, these scriptures I gave you, they guide you to renewing and guarding and transforming your thoughts for spiritual growth, which is so important for us. Sometimes we have no control as to what thoughts enter our minds. However, God's words help us to recognize our thoughts and struggle how to control our thoughts. Ungodly and evil thoughts are constantly seeking to wage war in our minds. The question is, do we dwell on those thoughts or fight to switch those thoughts? First and foremost, God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In our struggle, we can rest in the perfect work of Christ on our behalf. Secondly, those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ alone for salvation have been given the Holy Spirit, who helps us fight against sin and temptation. So, that is comforting. All right, let's go to, I'll try to get this in here really, really fast. Hebrews 13, 5, amp, go. Let's see what this last scripture says. He says, I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. That's God's promise to you today. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Have a blessed and safe and happy weekend. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.